Well, as we said, I'm broadcasting from Houston today, which in many ways looks like other big cities, but a closer look reveals a big difference. It's the only major city in America that doesn't have zoning, and that's led to some unusual development. Gail DeLauder from Here and Now contributor Houston Public Media explains.
You can get pretty much anything you want on Houston's Westheimer Road. It's a busy stretch of blacktop that runs through Houston's popular Montrose neighborhood, where historic bungalows sit next to brand new townhomes and stylish apartment buildings. I'm taking a tour with Raj Mankad. He's the editor of Site Magazine, published by the Rice Design Alliance at Houston's Rice University.
Westheimer is both gritty and high culture at the same time. So you have tattoo parlors and you have fancy restaurants.
We're in the parking lot of one of those restaurants, Mark's, located in a handsome red brick building that was once a church. Mankad explains it was built in the 1920s and served its congregation for several decades. And then,
by the late 1960s and early 70s, it had become Diablo's Body Painting Limited, where you could pay to see naked women have their bodies painted in front of you.
That's Houston, a city originally founded by two real estate developers in the 1830s. It's now America's fourth largest city, a sprawling metropolis of well over 2 million people, nearly 600 square miles, and Mankad says no zoning.
So going from a church to a sexually oriented business and then to an expensive restaurant, that kind of change happens faster and more quickly and without as much need for asking for permission from the government.
We head a few blocks down the street and find a mix of businesses, including some light industrial. As a big truck rumbles behind a nearby strip center, we meet up with Christopher Sedaris. He's outside his welding inspection service, located between a mid-rise apartment complex and a supermarket loading dock.
We have, there's Admiral Linen, which is an industrial dry cleaner across the street, and we have Randall's next door to us, and of course us here, and then Million Dollar Houses right there and a Starbucks.
Sedaris says if Houston had strict zoning regulations, he would probably do business in the more industrial area next to the Houston Ship Channel, not in the middle of a lively neighborhood.
Some people like it, some people don't, but that's kind of how we grew up, so that's all we know, and we like it. So it's a little different, but it works for us.
But for other residents, Houston's lack of zoning doesn't work so well. A mile away, we visit a small pocket neighborhood just off a major street. Ryan Bernard moved here with his wife about 3 years ago to a townhome with a small secluded patio shaded by a big tree. Bernard is a writer who works at home, and he was hoping to find some peace and quiet.
We thought we were going to be able to retire here. It's looking like that may not be the case.
And the reason is this. When Bernard first moved to the neighborhood, the big corner lot across the street had an old mansion and giant oak trees. Then the property was sold, the house demolished, and soon construction began on a 17-story office building. Bernard says he hasn't had a quiet moment since.
They arrive here at 5:40 a.m. You start hearing the thunderous engines rumbling through the neighborhood of these large trucks that start coming through.
In a city with no zoning, can developers really do anything they want? Here's how Patrick Walsh explains it. He's Houston's director of planning and development.
We are more market-based. We're a little bit more organic. And whereas other cities might have this somewhat more rigid system of having a map that identifies exactly what types of land uses should go where, we do allow more flexibility within the confines of some of our tools like deed restrictions.
Deed restrictions, which were put into place in many neighborhoods by their original developers, which lay out what you can and can't build. Houston also has setback and parking requirements, along with regulations for historic districts. People can also petition the city to maintain a minimum lot size in their neighborhood. But considering the legal battles that have erupted in recent years between neighbors and developers, Walsh admits it's not a perfect system.
What we're doing now is we're taking kind of stepping back and taking a fresh look at all the city's tools that we have to support the growth, to make sure that we've got the right tools in our toolbox and see if there's things where we can maybe do a little bit better.
But does that include a zoning ordinance? I asked Richard Murray, a political science professor at the University of Houston. Murray says Houston has always had a strong independent streak. And while there have been attempts at zoning, all those initiatives failed.
Because there's just not much voter interest. Most people are pretty happy with their neighborhoods in Houston. And the political elite sense that, and they're not, nobody's talking about revisiting this zoning issue, which we haven't done since the 1990s.
Back across the street from that 17-story office tower going up in his formerly quiet little neighborhood, Ryan Bernard says he may not stick around to see what happens next.
So maybe this is the new Houston that we're seeing. What we're seeing is a cycle of creative destruction where people like me are destroyed. And the young people come in, they don't know the difference because they don't know the way that Houston used to be.
For Here and Now, I'm Gail DeLauder.
And Robin, as evidence of this zoning issue, last night we tried to go find a restaurant. We're surrounded by warehouses. We thought we must be in the wrong place. Then you take a left and boom, it's all restaurants.
A little bit of everything.
A different world in Houston. This is Here and Now.